The results are beginning to come in from the many investigations of BP's Deepwater Horizon blowout in the Gulf of Mexico. The company posted its own 193-page internal report on its website today. It says there were a number of warning signs that were not heeded. The report says that the gas that caused the explosion likely came up inside the casing of the well. The report blames both BP management and the drilling contractor, Transocean, for not spotting trouble signs and for giving the okay to remove drilling mud from the riser. That's the pipe that extended from the wellhead to the surface. The report also blames Halliburton for a messy cement job inside the well casing that apparently left gaps that allowed the gas to pressure through. According to the internal report, there were signs that gas was coming up the riser 40 minutes before the explosion, but the crew did not become aware of it until 8 minutes before the blowout, which killed 11 workers and sank the drilling platform. Another report that was released today came from an oversight board set up within the Interior Department recommending ways to overhaul federal monitoring and enforcement of offshore drilling. APRN's Steve Heimel tells us more.
Compiled by three veteran bureaucrats with a strong legal background, the report points the way toward reforms to make sure that there is more oversight and more meaningful inspections of offshore drilling and production operations. Already, the Minerals Management Service has been dismantled and replaced by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. And the new agency's head, Michael Bromwich, says they're already at work on the oversight board's recommendations.
We take very seriously the report's mandate to industry and to government. We simply must establish a culture of safety first, and we're here and prepared to meet the challenge.
The report recommends real-time monitoring of drilling activities, more inspectors, better training, and a better chain of command. It says that inspectors in the old MMS complained that if they didn't yield to industry pressure, the oil companies would complain to their bosses. It says that has to stop. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said the report shows an agency full of capable people who just want to be able to do their job.
The agency reminds me of a police department. For three decades, it was a police department that was told to do its job without the equipment, staff, or training to keep pace with the growing responsibilities or changing times.
Salazar vowed to seek an adequate budget for the BOEM's operations. He said there's already money to start implementing the reforms in the supplemental budget Congress just passed. He said offshore drilling is pouring $13 billion a year into the federal treasury, and the report is calling for additional fees. At a briefing on the report, the press wanted to know if it would hasten or impede the lifting of the federal moratorium on offshore oil and gas activity. Salazar said no, that process remains on schedule for a decision in late November. Bromwich said he plans to give the secretary his recommendation on the moratorium at the end of October. And Bromwich said there is no reform in this report that would hold up lifting the moratorium if it's not completed.
I don't think anybody has suggested that all of the reforms or recommendations, either in this report or in any other report, would need to be met in order for the moratorium to be lifted. This is going to be a dynamic situation for a very long time.
This evening, yet another body that's investigating the spill plans a session in Alaska. University of Alaska Anchorage Chancellor Fran Ulmer is a member of that task force appointed by the president, and she and its co-chairman, former Environmental Protection Agency head Bill Riley, plan to listen this evening in Anchorage to any Alaskans who want to pass on what they learned from the Exxon Valdez spill of 1989. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.